We're good. All right, we'll go ahead and call in the city council.
Oh, barely even up.
Wow. All right, now that we get rid of the feedback there, let's go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council to order for November 10th, 2020. I'll rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody, on a summer-like day outside. Well, maybe not quite summer-like, but it is going to be interesting. That's odd that it's doing that. Okay. We do have a 952-465-2926 that signed in. Can you identify yourself?
Yeah, Dan Peterson. How do I do that?
They're talking. I can't hear them.
Can you hear me now? This is Dan Peterson. You there? Hello.
So I'm not either. Is that pulling up from laptop? Is that pulling up?
Dan, can you hear us? Dan, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can.
Good. Yay.
All right.
The technology.
Sorry about that. I called in. I did something wrong. I don't know. I thought I'd call back.
No, you're good.
So we are in the public comment section of the night. Dan, did you have something that you want to talk about that's not on the menu, on the agenda, or?
No, I just didn't want to be, I just wanted to be there for you for the whole meeting, if necessary, to answer whatever, and No, I don't have any questions.
I've seen that none other, I don't know, Jessica, if you had any public comments.
Say that one more time. I missed that.
I just see that there's another person that's on the line with us, you know, on the Zoom.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if she had any public comments. I was just going to give her a chance if she did.
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Well, then we'll move on then to the adoption and review of the agenda. Is there anything to add, delete?
or move around? There is nothing, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as written.
I was just curious, how long does the meeting last?
Typically anywhere between 40 minutes to an hour, just depends on how long some of us get.
No problem. I brought my wife to work because of the weather, so I just have to pick her up at 9. So no big deal.
Jim moved. Any for a second? It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. And for a motion to approve the consent agenda. Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Chief, you're on deck.
Good evening, Council Mayor. Start out there with the CARES Act. Much of an update on your end. For fire departments and Washington Lake Township last night, they approved claim 7 cents of that. They have an invoice now. You can be able to root here in a little bit to the chair. You're also a match. Beyond that, I don't know that there's any.
No, we just have about $44,000, a little over $4,000 left. I don't know what else we can use it on.
I can spend that too.
Parameters into which way we can spend.
Those 7 cents each.
Okay.
Oh, we're still good.
I'm on the phone.
About 4,500. Roughly.
Yeah, 6 cents and then 40. So. Beyond that, let's see. So the standard operating procedures, we finally got through those updated now.
Email.
Questions? Have a chance to further updating miss. I have heard much feedback from the fire department.
Any questions for Chief in regard to the changes?
We'll continue to review of it. Otherwise, I have no idea. Never did that. All right, we'll look for getting approval.
And we're going to pull them out.
I don't know if you wanted more. I guess the talk we had is that it was just for a review, and then at the next meeting we would, but unless there's.
We can do it on the 24th.
I wanted to give them to you with at least a month left on here.
Yeah, like,
Sounds good. Application for John Egan. This turned in actually quite a while ago. I think we're just waiting on one background check, Cameron. Is it DMV?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right. Who knows what? As well as Cody here.
Yeah, he just handed his in that election night or day.
So, kind of looking for approval on those applications.
Council, any questions about the two potential new firefighters? Not, then I look for a motion. Moved and seconded to accept John Egan and Cody Harris application to the HDP and background check for the discussion. All in favor?
Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Everything else taken care of, we'll be good to go.
Right.
They should be all trained up, right?
Well, John is. But John already works with the county, so really not overly worried about it. Cody Harris came to us from Glencoe, yeah. If he made it through their background checks, I was like, no, my mom was his teacher. I'm not worried about it. 2021 selection process. Overview. So, Steven Seward should be getting along. Mostly up this year. Has he contacted you guys yet?
I think tentatively the 18th right now, but I haven't got confirmation on it.
So that's the only update. Christmas lights.
Stephen Buckentine. Yeah. Stephen Buckentine brought it to my attention. If we wanted to get rid of some of the old Christmas lights that we don't use anymore, that I'd bring it forth to council to get their thoughts.
I'm not sure how that all practically works.
There's an equation in there, and I forget exactly how it goes. I don't know. Yeah, I think we would buy new ones, and then the HFD was maintaining units and putting them up.
That was kind of my understanding. I don't know if it's really necessary.
I'll check with the board, Lions board. I think we went through this process a few years back, if I remember right. And I'll have to go back to the minutes to see if I can find out what kind of discussion was taking place on what people thought.
And just want to make sure. Yeah, we maintain and put them all.
Them old ones, I don't know if they even go back to like commercial club that's not around anymore.
There would be people out there that.
Let me check with the line. Lions board, and okay. then I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to step up. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Any questions for Chief?
No.
Thank you, Council.
On then to old city business, COVID-19 related items.
I really don't have much on it other than I forward you the new executive order that came out today. I apologize, I haven't had a chance to read it. My only other things is I think we had, our money's had to be expended by the 15th. I don't know if we have any other expenses, so I will take care of whatever we didn't spend and return that back to the state.
We can allocate.
Yeah. And they would have to spend it by the 15th. We can allocate it if they want to get it for, I don't know, what, new gear? Is that what they're?
The turnout.
Turnout gear?
Yes. That's for
$460. Okay.
Moved and seconded to use CARES Act money for 6 cents of turnout gear for the fire department. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Bowman, aye.
Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Building permit for Kevin Subot's 340. Everybody had a chance to email it with.
Yeah, so there was a quick email memo, and that's the update I got right now where we're at. It looks like really the biggest thing is difficulty getting contractors to do the work right now. I've talked to Ron on this issue. Basically, you know, for moving forward, if we want to bring Ron into this equation, we can at the next meeting.
Council, your thought? Around for.
I think bring him in has been going around and around and around. It's over with.
See what he's doing now. Yeah. Inspector's work wasn't the way I understand it, right?
Yes.
He just keeps going wrong. What makes us think that he's going to do anything different is if the election started in the heck.
You know, and the other concern is, you know, always too is the, you know, with COVID going on is the evictions. Know how that plays into it either.
He said that beginning of January.
Well, he's hoping.
That's our turn.
I will see if I can have them both for the next meeting.
Water tower, water main improvement project. Google change order. Okay, and hopefully we're going to
Yep, so that's the sealing of the well, just to prove that, make that official. They've pretty much finished that up now. I think the only thing really that I know of, I'll meet here with the engineers to do a final checklist, is the grouting of the tower in between the plate and the ground there for the tower. That needs to be completed yet, which is a bit frustrating because I think you know, we kind of talked about this a little bit last meeting, that should have been done before the tower was filled. But we have talked to the engineers in relation to that, and there is, with the tower, a two-year warranty. So, and we'll probably withhold payment until we make sure it gets done and it gets done right.
But he still wants
to. Yeah. Yeah, we ain't doing it now. Like I said, I'm a bit upset that sorry, I'm not an engineer, so I didn't know that had to be done before I filled it. They should have known that. They should have had that done before we filled it. They were there in the meeting when we talked about the process for filling the tower.
In Newark.
Yeah.
So it looks like we have a change order number 4. So we need a motion to revise the contract with change order number 4 to $1,217,000. Seconded to approve change order number 4, as revised the contract, $1,217,000. Any further discussion? All in favor? Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Pass. On then to Trevish litigation.
Okay, so just give you a quick summary. We tried mediation, didn't get anywhere in that 4 hours. It went before the court for summary judgment. So that's kind of where we're at, but we were supposed to have a trial date coming here the first week in December, but that was nixed because of COVID and pushback. So the thought process before we'd even go to trial, earliest, your attorney said it would be summer of next year. You know, which in the meantime, you know, we can still look at trying to come to a resolution, but also what they're hoping is that the judge will look at some of the things entered in the summary judgment also. And the main thing with that would be the allocation, you know, the looking at the deeds. They didn't take pics, but our attorney has come out and I walked through a lot of things on the property with him. Yeah, I wish I had more to report.
Yeah, mediation. We didn't. Well, so hopefully maybe rule on them and then
right.
That'll eliminate a lot of the headache going down the road. Okay, move on then to the conditional use permit for that's Martha Fuller LLC.
So, as far as I know, that's pretty much gone through. Like we've talked about, outside our jurisdiction, I once again, you know, I talked to Jason Milky with the county about, you know, the road maintenance. So, someone from U.S. Martha Solar did contact me and they did reassure us. And they'd be willing to come to a meeting to discuss, you know, route was one of my concerns, weight, and, you know, and then make sure that we maintain the condition of Martha Street. So it's David Watt with USS Solar, Martha Solar. So if we want him, he can call in to a meeting if we wish. But he's reassured us that they'll make sure that there's, you know, one thing I said is that there's proper notice so we can get that out to people so they know what's going on in town and to watch and maintain, you know, the weight restrictions on the road. I don't know if there's anything else council has or concerns. I mean, we've talked about a couple meetings. But, you know, unfortunately, ultimately, you know, it's the township. It's in the township, which is a county.
I think we should do something in writing. We're going to catch up. Hopefully, Right. I guess still. I know the head man promise you and these guys up.
It's some type of arrangement like the county got for dollars set aside in case the event. It would be a little bit more insurance.
Okay. Need something.
Okay, I will inquire on that.
Next item on the agenda is the Canvas board meeting. Hopefully everybody remembers that. We're doing it this Friday at 4 o'clock. I know Jeremy and I had had some hope that because of the change with the court ruling in regards to the counting of ballots that were to be after Election Day, but they still are receiving them, so counting them, there's hope on the side in the event that they can come in the final. But so, and we're going to do that via Zoom, so. Don't have to, wherever you are at 4 o'clock.
Just call in.
That way. It'll just be easier. It's only going to be gavel in, approve, gavel out. So.
Yeah, 5 minutes. Unless there's any discussion on the results, I'll send you the link to the county, and then I'll draft up a resolution to approve, and that's all we got to do.
Again, congratulations to Councilman Tracy for being reelected. And congratulations to Jessica, who I know is on the line with us this evening for being elected position. But that now puts a bucket in the lame duck situation. So hopefully he doesn't mail it in too much. All right, so we'll look forward to everybody talking on that. Hopefully, it'll be a quick 5 minute meeting. So, new city business.
Do you want to skip down, Chris, to the compost bins and on the line here?
Yep. So, we'll move down to the compost bins for gardens at 146 Jacob. I don't know, Dan, if you just want to maybe give us the kind of some background on it, and then maybe council have questions.
Dan, are you there?
He's on mute. I don't know.
Unmute.
Dan, you may have to use *6 on the form there. All right, Dan, keep working and try to get yourself off mute. We'll just go ahead and have a little discussion here if there's anything that we needed from him or anything.
Really, what we got here is, you know, Dan's bought the vacant lot at 146 Jacob Street. I've kind of sent council some pictures, you know, of the leaves that he was looking to compost. I've had discussion with Dan, and I guess initially I thought it would just, you know, be like a composting bin. But really what we're looking at is, if you look at the last pictures I sent out, it's 8x3, 8x16 kind of snow fenced in areas for composting. Our ordinance has nothing against composting, limiting size or anything. I haven't been able to find anything even that discusses composting. So the concerns, I've gotten a few concerns from people, and their big concerns was appearance, smell, and rodents, which is kind of about what my concerns are. So I guess, you know, it'd be nice for Dan to chime in here to see what his wishes are or what, but, I mean, it just seems like a lot of composting for just a garden. So.
Also, let me thought on it. Barry said we don't have an ordinance on it. I don't know if an ordinance exists anywhere on it. You know, listeners have been pretty quiet on the
topic. Yeah, I even said that to Tamara. I said, that might be one, you know, maybe lost for words on that one.
I would have for Dana, who's able to mute himself, is, you know, where does he plan to use that all that compost at? I don't know if he personally has a garden in town that's that big, or that would probably be, that'd be a question I have.
I don't know, that might compost on the is now. Once you start, you go down to the, just put on after short, pushes the stuff up in the bin down here, bottom of the bin. I mean, you can't, once you do it, it's not very, you know, very.
Dan, can you try hanging up and calling back in?
Give a shot. I have a feeling. Anybody else have any other thoughts as far as the compost?
No.
No, I think if it becomes an odor issue or a rodent issue, then, you know, we would have, yeah, something in the public nuisance. Correct.
How far away is it from the property line?
If you look at the pics, it's pretty close. It's back, but on the side yards, it's kind of close. Dan, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. I don't know if it's my phone, but I missed a lot. What other than your voice, is it Jeremy? Are you obviously leading the meeting? Somebody else was speaking, but I just couldn't hear what his questions were.
We had a couple of things, Dan. This is Mary Lund, and one of the first questions I have is the comment or question around the use of the compost. It seems to be a lot. I mean, do you have a garden someplace that you're using, or what do you have that you need that much compost for?
Well, other than I just know compost really does reduce. I mean, leaves. It's just leaves at this point. It just reduces so much in size. I don't know if you knew that I bought the two outlots behind the front lot. And I just was, I guess, I don't know what other word to use other than really excited to have some raised beds back there and grow tomatoes and other vegetables and things, but certainly not to be a nuisance or a problem to anyone in any way, shape, or form. So I probably got a little carried away with the amount of leaves I have, but it will reduce in size quite a bit. And it is a temporary, the green fencing is a temporary situation until I can clear the back part of the property. It's in pretty tough shape that abuts Jason Buckentine's property. There's a lot of tree stumps and rocks and some debris back there that I've been working on. And when I have time, and yeah, that's kind of the nature of it.
So Dan, this is Jeremy. This is Jeremy. So I don't know what you caught or missed, but really to sum it up quickly, just our concern is smell. appearance, right, and then the attraction of rodents. That's kind of really our own concerns. But I was looking through ordinances, and there's nothing in ordinances I could find that really restricts or prohibits you.
Yeah, my goal is to, once I have the land clear in the back, to move some quality wood-built compost, then certainly I don't want to be a public nuisance. That's the last thing I want to do or have. I know I have a neighbor that's not very happy with me, and we talked, and so I was actually pretty surprised. I just didn't think it would be that much of a problem, but hey, I'm a Norwegian, so don't hold that against me. You know, I don't know. I just thought, I don't know when we're going to be in a position to build, and I thought I would put the land to some better use and grow some vegetables in the rear of the property and keep the back maintained and get rid of I've been getting rid of the buckthorn and other noxious weeds, but I was surprised to see how many stumps are back there. And so I was able to remove some small ones. There's a lot of other things too that are quite invasive. A lot of vines. I know I talked to Jason about it, and he said, yeah, I know all about those vines. So he's had issues with that, maintaining his fence for a long time. And he was happy to find out that I would really not let anything grow up in that fence or any trees to get, you know, get root and start growing back there either. So, I was just thinking that the leaves is such an opportune time to gather a lot of leaves. And certainly there are a lot of leaves. I will grant you that. But, I want to reiterate, I certainly don't want to offend anyone, and I don't want to be a problem neighbor. You know, it's my goal to be a good neighbor. So I apologize for any of that. I was just a little surprised that there was some complaints about it, but you know, everybody has their rightful perspective. And again, those bins will eventually be in the rear of the property toward the very back near the fence line. And I'm open to any ideas as to how to improve the appearance. I thought the fencing looked fine. Is that an eyesore to, in your opinions, do you think? Or
can we have major objection to the way the fencing is?
I don't.
Dan, one of the questions we have is when you, it's Marilyn, when you say the word temporary, what are you considering as temporary?
Well, I'd rather underpromise and overperform. I'd like to have it within the course of a year to have those temporary fences removed and some wood compost bins that would be acceptable in the rear. So is a year too long? I mean, my goal would be to have it done a lot sooner than that by the middle of summer. But there's a lot of unknowns that I'm running into with that property in the back. I just wanted, you know, I just thought it would look nicer to have a lot of those weeds and small trees and buckthorn and whatever else is growing there to go away. And I've accumulated kind of a brush pile back there now that I need to haul away. But is that reasonable to say within a year to have to have it all straightened out?
Definitely something that the council could digest and take into consideration.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of something new to us, and you are, from what I can tell, cleaning up the area. So at least that's a little bit better, yeah, than it was previously. And like you say, your eventual motion is to get to something more permanently structured that's not quite with the green fences. So I think that's keep progress and working towards that. I don't think anybody on council is going to raise a stink about it, or myself.
Sure. I was shocked at how extensive lumber has gotten. Yeah. I was looking at lumber, it's like three times what it was. And I asked the people at Menards there in Eden Prairie, I said, what in the world? He gave me a long explanation, and I don't want to bore you with it, but hopefully in the spring the lumber prices will come down and I can make something nice and sealed for any rodents. I did buy a spray that's called Grandpa's, what is it called? Grandpa Gus's Potent Mouse Repellent. It's an organic, and from what I've read, a very effective way to repel mice. I was doing that last night. I sprayed the perimeter of each one of those three bins of leaves with, it smells like peppermint, and so that's not a problem to my neighbor, or else I'll get another earful, I'm sure. but it's really a pleasure to be outside working. I'm a plumber. I work under sinks and wherever, as you know, when a plumber does, and I come home and I'm in front of the computer. I'm not coaching sports anymore. Our kids are grown, and I go, man, we live in a condo. Don't ever live in a condo. And bored to death. So when I get out there in Hamburg, it's so refreshing to get outside and to work. And my other neighbor I get along with great, Dick, is a wonderful guy. He says, why don't you call this guy in town? He's got a big brush mower and he's got a tiller. I said, that sounds wonderful, but I think there's barbed wire and rocks and stumps. I'd hate for him to hurt any of his equipment. So I've been kind of doing a lot of that by hand. And, so.
We appreciate it, Dan. We really do. Appreciate you calling in, too.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you. Thank you for letting me, share what I'm doing. And any one of you can call me at any time with any questions or answers or, Jeremy, you're free to give my phone number if anyone wants to call me and ask me what I'm doing. And I want to be at peace with my neighbors. That's my number one goal. I don't want to. So again, I'm available all the time. My phone's always on, except about 11 o'clock at night. I don't want any emergency plumbing calls, so I turn it off.
Okay. Sounds like we're good to go from here, Dan. Just keep it, nice and neat, and do your best you can, and with in regards to the odor and all of that fun stuff. And we'll just we'll definitely keep the communication link open, and we'll go from there.
Great. I bought three tarps to cover the piles. I haven't covered them yet. I'm happy to do it. There's a debate between covering compost and not covering it, but if you feel that would be more aesthetic, I'm certainly happy to cover them with three tarps. Mm-hmm. Or does it matter? I don't know. Any thoughts?
Yeah, the council is looking at the fact that with the snow cover we have right now, you may not have to actually throw the tarp on, but maybe at some point in time when there isn't snow on top of it, then that maybe a tarp would be a good idea.
Say that one more time. You were breaking up there.
I was just going to say that with the snow that's coming down right now, you probably don't need a tarp on it because the snow is going to keep everything down. But mm-hmm. once that goes away or thins out a little bit from the sun hitting the top of it, then that would probably be a good idea.
What I thought I would do, I'd like to try to mound it up a little bit better so when the snow or rain hits it, it runs off rather than creates a valley of water in it. So I'll be doing that then. My goal is to have a tarp all three here in the next week or so and have it tied down
okay.
Just no table scraps. I'll do everything to keep any rodents away. I know I border a hobby farm. I don't know if there's, I imagine there are mice right somewhere. Haven't seen any, but I'm sure they're obviously they're around. But yeah, my goal was to have a tarp over all of them, but I would like to again mound it up so the rain will wash off, you know, the tarp rather than sitting on the tarp. So.
Excellent. Thanks for sharing what you're doing with us tonight. And like I said, if there's any questions or things that pop up, we will definitely be reaching out and having the conversation.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Well, you can hang around for the rest of the meeting if you like, or you can get ready to go out in the snowstorm. I think you mentioned earlier that you're going to have to make a trek out to pick the wife up. So.
Yeah. She works for Hennepin County Libraries, and the hours are all messed up. So she took a part-time job at Amazon in Shakopee. We live in Hopkins. And so I didn't want her driving the weather. So my daughter and I appreciate that. Thanks again, and looking forward to meeting all of you sometime.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Take care. Thank you. All right. Bye now.
We'll jump back up then to the garage addition for 420 Henrietta Avenue variance request.
Yeah, so just to give you kind of an update here, I've been the past month discussing this with Mark Royal's contractor. And what he's looking to do, as you can see in the pamphlet there, he's got the existing garage. So he's almost basically looking to double his garage there. I mean, he has the space, but the problem is that's right on the property line. Got it surveyed. It's literally right on the property line. So we'd have to grant a variance in order for him to build his garage. But the problem I'm running into is we only allow for a 15-foot high garage. You know, he wants to go to 18.4. I've talked with our planner. He says if there are other circumstances, like a neighbor has, you know, a 20-foot high garage or whatever, but I don't know anybody in town that has anything that really kind of drove the area. There's really nobody over 15 feet. So I don't know how we would grant that variance due to unique circumstances is what our ordinance says. You know, really, you know, no issues there. So that's one concern of mine with this. I did talk with his builder yesterday, and he was looking to see if he was supposed to get back to me today, but I haven't heard from him about if he was okay with keeping that at 15 feet. But I said I'd bring it forth to council. I don't know if council's okay with it or what, but you know, once you start this and you start setting a precedence for things, but I mean, I get it. He's looking to add more storage up in the attic. Reason why he's going with what looks like 14-foot high walls. But, you know, the concern really is I always look at is making sure you're keeping everything that looks, you know, in order to the area.
Also, any questions? We do have a little bit of time because we do have to set up a public hearing before we can do anything anyway.
Right. Yeah, I was hoping. He called me yesterday and said he'd get back to me this morning, but I never heard from him, so I don't know if he, you know, didn't get his answer.
Any other thoughts from council? Otherwise, I would look for a motion to hold a public hearing for 420 Henrietta Avenue at 7 o'clock on December 8th. Council meeting to follow.
Moved and seconded to hold a public hearing on December 8th at 7 o'clock for a variance request for Henrietta Avenue. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Popper, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Public hearing is set.
Next item on the agenda for this evening is the Hamburg Wastewater Capacity Analysis, the draft format. I don't know if anybody had any questions after reading through it. Jeremy, if you wanted to hit the highlights.
So really what we're looking at a storage volume based on an average wet weather flow. You know, we'd be able to add 82 residential equivalent units. That'd be on average, you know, rainfall. So one of the things I had them do is I wanted them to look back, worst case scenario. 2016 was like one of the wettest years on records. We use that to run. Based on those flows of 2016, we'd be able to add 43, you know, residential equivalent unit. That kind of gives you an idea where we are capacity-wise. So really between 43 and 82, that's kind of where our capacity is. Because really what we want to do is, in discussion with the engineers, is using storage volume over organic load.
The big push here, one of the things we hear from time to time around the water cooler or around town is that taxes are as high as they are to other cities in town or other cities in town. Well, if we can somehow find somebody to develop land on that's adjacent to us and add 10, 15, 20, 30 homes, that's going to help decrease right there the tax load for those of us currently already residing here in Hamburg. So I don't know if anybody has got any pieces of land around the area or that, or they know of a builder and know the have the land around our area. That's a possibility, but we know that we can do it. Where I believe when I moved to town, the INI issue and everything else, we couldn't even turn the faucet on, I don't think, without having Met Council or whatever else on our backs for going on. This is a good thing. It's good progress. It's an opportunity. We want to keep the city small, but at the same token, a little bit of opportunity. Helps out as well. Any questions anybody has?
You know, Chris, it also sets us up so if somebody does come knocking, we know where we're at. Now, if we got to wait and do a study, they could be in the next town. It's nice to be able to do this and have that industrial area too that we did earlier to help us, you know, for when it arrives. I don't know if it's 5 days, 5 years, or 50 years. At least we'll have some items that, you know, prepare us for when it does come our way. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's better to have some type of blueprint or plan or something out there. You know what the possibilities can be, even if the possibility isn't.
And we realize too that if you want to build a specific cost to work for all that stuff. I mean, it's not just a band that's putting 10, 15 houses in and Jeremy's general back.
Don't worry, my pockets are empty.
I think that's already
You hate to miss an opportunity.
Exactly. Yes.
Grocery store.
Any other comments or questions on that? Moving along. Amendment to the professional service agreement, the leasing contract.
So yeah, some good news. So basically, we if you recall, we did a two-year contract with Carver County for policing for 2020 and 2021. Well, the numbers came in and it's lower. So we were projected to be at $18,203 for 2021, but police services for 2021 will now be $17,573.
We have to
just have a motion to accept the amendment.
Moved and seconded to accept the amendment to the professional service contract agreement. Any further discussion? All in favor? Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Amendment is approved. Next item on the agenda is setting a motion that we'll need to set for November 24th. Moved and seconded to hold the second council meeting in November on November 24th, 2020. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Most popular aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Second meeting is set. As noted there, we'll be doing employee reviews and discussing our insurance. For those who remember, we are kind of off the calendar year when it comes to health insurance because we were able to save a sum of money, 5 years ago, was it?
Yeah, right before Obamacare went in.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on. Then we need a motion to set the special meeting for a budget workshop on December 1st. We can move the time up if that works for everybody, or we can keep it at 7. Get here earlier, or throwing it out there. I work from home. I'm flexible. I entertain a motion then to hold that meeting on December 1st, and then whoever makes the motion.
The 6 o'clock work.
I'm by me.
Also, Tracy, I
will. Moving seconded to set the a budget workshop meeting on December 1st at 6 o'clock. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Also, Papa, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. We have one more public hearing to set. So it's a public hearing to adopt the city schedule for 2020. On December 8th. So what I would ask council who makes the motion is to set that at 6:45. Do that before the other. Moved and seconded to hold a public hearing to adopt the city schedule for 2021 at 6:45 on December 8th. Any further discussion? All in favor?
All right.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passed. On then to city council reports. Councilman Buckin. Councilman Tracy. No victory speech on the roll. Councilman Feldman.
Nothing.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing.
The only thing is that we will be sending out a newsletter this week. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. I don't know. Eddie, are you a veteran? I don't think any of the rest of us are.
Oh, wow.
For the day that's tomorrow on the calendar. I just want to, for those, let me listen to our playback and that. Just, you know, if you are a veteran, I thank you for the service that you have done for our country, because it allows the five of us on council to sit up here and make these kind of decisions and that as well. So that's all I have. So if nobody has anything else for the good of the city, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved and seconded to adjourn the city council meeting. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Hamburg City Council meeting on November 10th, 2020 is adjourned at 8:02 p.m.